At the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, one of our speakers here on the opening day is Dr. Jay Lehr. And I guess, first of all, I'd like to learn a little bit about you, and just so tell me what you do.
I'm science director of the Heartland Institute, a libertarian think tank in Chicago that promotes free market environmentalism, free market capitalism. And I work in the areas of environment, energy, and agriculture primarily. I travel the country speaking to groups, mostly in agriculture, explaining what our major problems are and our major strengths. On the strength side, I'll be talking about biotechnology, precision agriculture, no-till agriculture, reduced tillage. And on the negative side, I'm going to talk about the fact that I think our biggest problem in America is we no longer have the respect of the average citizen. They don't appreciate agriculture and farming. They don't realize how advanced we are. They don't realize that every day is Earth Day on the farm, that we're the best environmental stewards, the best land conservationists. And this particular group, NAMA, the National Agricultural Marketing Association, could play a tremendous role in getting their members to put in a little of their spare time educating non-farmers about the great things we're doing. On the negative side, we're told by the public that we're not sustainable. I'm going to teach people how to explain how indeed we are very sustainable. I'm going to tell the truth about organic and close food movements, and while they have a niche, they're not going to control agriculture. And I'll also describe for everybody where we're going in the energy area, which is basically the same as we've been for decades. There aren't going to be any advances in wind and solar. We'll be a petroleum-based economy until we become entirely nuclear. And most important of all, I'm going to tell them all to battle any efforts to pass cap-and-trade legislation that would be disastrous for agriculture, as it would raise our energy prices dramatically, and energy is 25% of our ag inputs.
Well, when you look ahead here, and our theme is basically looking at agriculture in a globally local world, because we've talked about this global thing since I've been in the business, it seems like. You know, the things that you're talking about, how do those impact the decisions these people are going to make at their various companies and organizations when it comes to marketing?
They impact them tremendously. I've been in agriculture for over a half a century. I think I've got another 30 good years left. I've never been more optimistic. And I'm optimistic because we are in a global economy, and the demand for food across the world is growing as affluence grows across the world, as also population grows, that the export market is going to be gigantic. We're going to have to double our food supplies in the next 40 years. So the outlook for everybody in agriculture, no matter what it is you produce, is absolutely outstanding if you're a good businessman and you understand the trends and meet the needs of the public.
Well, I think based on just what you've said, you're really going to hit on some key issues that are vitally important, like you said, to these companies, their organizations that they work for. And I guess maybe in closing here, just any one particular takeaway you want them to walk out of this room from the remarks you're going to make?
Yes, I think the biggest takeaway of all is, number one, our technology and advances in agriculture are absolutely amazing, and we're going to be able to double our food supply. And two is that we've got to tell our story to the American public. There are only 2 million of us involved in production agriculture. Today, there were 10 times more 100 years ago, and they're not enough spokespeople. And everybody, as far as I'm concerned, to sort of pay their rent for being in agribusiness today needs to be more proactive in telling our story to people who aren't in agriculture, therefore to create a better atmosphere in which we can do our job in the coming decades.
Well, I just got to ask, because I know it's something that we do, but you know, one of the communications changes we've had technology-wise is with social media today through the internet. There are efforts to get farmers to start speaking out themselves. What do you think about these types of efforts?
I think that we have absolutely no choice but to join the telecommunication revolution, the social networking. We've got to develop Facebook pages for all of our organizations. We've got to develop Twitters. We've got to communicate with the young people. That's the way they communicate. So we can't stand there and say, well, I'm not tech savvy. We've got to enter that age. We've got to communicate. But our communication has to be way more than just our social lives. We've got to communicate information about agriculture.
Well, I can't agree more. Thank you very much, Dr. Jay Lehrer, one of our speakers and presenters here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.